We'll begin the current daf. Masech this needed daf test. Begin 5 lines down at the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf. In other words, we were discussing one of the four women that Rabbi Eliezer says in that Mishnah, the Dayan Shaitan, that although that generally by a woman there could be a suspicion regarding the laws of Tyrus, although we just saw the flow now, but maybe she had the flow ready before and she was in need then, she made the Tyrus tummy. However, regarding four women that are what's called Becheskas Mselekes Dam, we presume that they're not having a flow of blood. If we find it, we say, okay, it happened right now, but we don't assume that it happened before. One of them is a Muberes. A woman that's pregnant generally doesn't have a flow of menstrual blood. Now, relating to that halacha, the Gemara says, Baimene Reb Yirmiyahu ben Zera. He asked the following question. Rasa, if a woman sees a flow of blood, and then, right after she has the flow of blood, then it becomes recognizable that she is carrying a fetus, that she's pregnant, which we said in the previous daf, is after the first trimester, after 3 months. So, Ma, what's the halacha? What's the question? So the Gemara explains, since at the time when she had the flow, it wasn't at that moment recognizable that she's pregnant. So matamia. So therefore the tum is going to be retroactively 24 hours because she wasn't yet, quote, the muberis, which is only when it's recognizable that she's pregnant. I don't know, maybe no, kivin the samachla chazoi. Since ultimately she saw her right before it was recognizable, so le matamia. So obviously she's pregnant, and therefore the tum should not go retroactive 24 hours. So Malay, so Reb Zera answered to Reb Yirmi, he says, isn't the reasoning why we said this, what we said in the previous daf on the top of this amid, why is the muberis musalekis damim? Why do we presume that she's not going to have blood? She's a regular middle-aged woman that's menstruating. Why would we assume she's not? It's because her head is heavy in her, her limbs are heavy in her. When she's pregnant, that actually physiologically removes the blood, the regular cycle of menstruation. So, b'idna dechazai, so this woman, when she actually saw the Ri of Dam, Ain Resha covered alav, Vein Aven Kevein alav. She didn't have that heaviness yet. That because the Gemara explains that that is only after the first trimester when it's Hukur Ubra. That's when the actual the halacha of Musalek is Dam takes effect. So here, even though it was right before and then right after it's recognizable, it ultimately was not a Varen Kevein alav, and therefore it's not going to be the halacha of Dayan Shaitan. It will be Tami Me'ace Lies for the previous 24 hours. Another question on this themes. There was a certain elder that asked from Yechanan the following question. Higia Ace Vesta, if it reached the time of her said period, which she generally gets it on this time, and it happened b'meibura, on the days of her pregnancy, when she's already considered muberis, v'loy badka, she didn't check herself on the day of her vest, and when we expect her to have a period, ma, what's the halacha? So he explains, the elder. He says, my question is specifically, according to the one who holds that the periods are biblical. Meaning this, that we require a woman to do a bidika, an internal inspection, that requires her to check at the time of her vest, is a biblical halacha. It's halacha ma'ish mesina, what's called oyuch bezman liba. We expect the guest to come at his time. And therefore, if the day of the vest comes, let's say she sees every 28 days or the 28th of the month or whatever it is, that's different types of vesasas, and she doesn't check herself, we presume that she's tummy. As the Gemara tells us later in the Tazayin Madaf. So therefore, it says, my question is, if she just doesn't check herself on the day of her vest, but it's during the days of her pregnancy, my, what's the halacha? So it explains the question. Do we say, okay, the halacha vest is biblical, so she needs to check. If she didn't check, okay, then we're going to presume that she's tummy. I don't know, maybe no. Kivin de demem misolokin, since there's a contradicting concept over here, that since her bloods are considered removed, because she's muberis, as we say in the Mishnah, so it doesn't have to check. So Amalei said to him, Tinisu, it's a Mishnah later on the Fnalam Tezim and Alf. The Mishnah says, Remeirimi says, Im Hoysa b'machaveh, a woman was hiding in a cave, either because of troops and bandits, whatever it is. V'higiyashas vesta, and there comes a time of when she normally expects her period. V'loy batkin, she doesn't do bedik, everyone's just scared hiding in the cave. Says Remeir, Tahira, shouldn't be tar. Why? Because the fear, the trembling that they're in, that actually removes the blood from the woman, and therefore we don't presume that the blood came, and therefore she's going to be tar. Says Rabbi Yechanan, so what's the reason? Is because there's that trembling, there's that fear. But the inference of Remeir's halacha is, but if there was no trembling, and the time of the expected period came and she didn't check, then the inference would be tame, then she would be tame. Even though we don't see any evidence of that, but we presume that it came. So Alma Vesasas de Raisa. So obviously we see that he's working under the assumption that Vesasas are biblical. because we're presuming, you only presume if it's a biblical halacha. And even so, he says, but since is there trembling, so that contradictory concept says yes, but the blood is considered removed, and it doesn't need to be checked even though it's the day of the vest. So that's your answer. Here also by pregnancy, her blood is considered removed, and she doesn't need to be checked even on the day of the vest, and therefore she's going to be tar. Now the Gemara continues, Allah of our Mishnah. One of the other women that is considered dying shaitan because musalek is dumb is manika, a nursing woman. And the halacha is, how long is that for? So it's a machlekes in the Mishnah, atcha tigmal v'chulo, until she finishes nursing, which Chanbal in the Brisa elaborates on this machlekes. A manika, a nursing woman, shemeis b'na b'toich esrim ba'arba chedush, that her child that she's nursing died within 24 months. Says the first opinion, harehi gekal anashim, so she's like all women, and when she has the flow, and that the tumor will be suspected for the last 24 hours, or from the last time that she had checked herself, because this Tana holds that it's totally dependent on the actual nursing of the infant. And the reason for that is, as we'll shortly explain, is because the blood, the menstrual blood, actually congeals and becomes, in the woman's body, the way Hashem made it, it transforms into the milk of the nursing woman. Now, once the child dies, so she's not nursing anymore, so the blood comes back, as it always is, and therefore, we presume that blood is common in the body. Now, lefikach, therefore, since it's totally contingent on the nursing itself, like we're explaining, if she nurses this infant for 4 or 5 years, then she's still going to have the halacha of that we only suspect right now, not 24 hours before, because she's still nursing. So that's still the halacha of dam neker benasachal. But Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Shimon, they disagree. They say no. Dayin shaitin kol esem ba'arba chedesh, the halacha that we only suspect for right now is all 24 months, even if the infant died within those 24 months. Because it has nothing to do, according to them, with the nursing of the child. Rather, it's because of the pain of the birth, where her limbs become stretched and detached on some level. And that removes the regular processes of the woman's body and removing the menstrual blood. And therefore, it doesn't come back until 24 months later. And therefore, it doesn't make a difference on the child if the child is dead or alive. Now, lefikach, therefore, since here there's another lefikach, since it doesn't depend on the infant at all, so therefore, here the inverse of Remeir's opinion, therefore, if the woman is nursing the child 4 or 5 years, it's still going to be metame, eslaism, bekila, bekita. She's going to be like a regular woman that will have the tumor going back retroactively the last 24 hours, the last time that was checked. Because after 24 months, her body heals, and then the blood comes back. So it has nothing to do with the nursing, and even though she's nursing past that, we still have to suspect for the blood. Now, as we had been explaining, the Gemara now says it out, Kishatim Zalema, when you'll find to say, you'll understand that the machlekes that was mentioned over here was the following ideas. The divrei meir, according to the opinion of meir, dam neker v'nasachalav, the blood, so to speak, congeals and it turns into milk. So that's the offset. It depends totally on the nursing. The divrei Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, evrei misparken. It's simply because the limbs become dislocated. The ein nafsha and her soul, meaning her blood, is not chayzes, does not come back until 24 months. But it's nothing to do with the nursing of the infant. It has to do with the body of the woman. Now, the Gemara asked on the wording of the brisa. Lefikach de Remeir Lamali. What was the necessity of the brisa following through on Remeir saying and therefore? Yeah, since he says that she's like all women. So obviously we see that it's totally dependent on the nursing. So obviously that if she continues nursing forever, we're going to say Dayashaita. What was the necessity of saying Lefikach? So it's even though obvious, that would have been the obvious follow-through. It's Mishum Lefikach Rabbi Yisi, it's because of Rabbi Yisi's Lefikach. So says Gemara Lefikach Rabbi Yisi, why did he have to say? It's also a very natural follow-through. You're saying a concept. A concept has flip sides. So if you know the concept, so you know the outcome. So what was the necessity by Rabbi Yisi? So as the Gemara, because Ma'udit him, what would you say? Rabbi Yisi Tarti Islay. The Rabbi Yisi held of both concepts. He held of Dam Neker Benasachalav, and he held of, as they're saying, Evriam Misparkin. So therefore, with the child died within 24 months, they were saying that leniency of Dayashaita, because the blood didn't come back. But maybe even if it's past 2 years, it's let's say even up to 5 years that she's nursing the infant, maybe Rabbi Yisi would have held also Dayashaita, because even though she gets her, restores her vitality after 24 months, but maybe that they also agree that the nursing of the infant also is Dam Neker V'Nasachalav. Kamash Malan, that's why we needed Rabbi Yisi's Lafikach to say no. Specifically, Rabbi Yisi held, and that's why we have to say the inverse, to say that no, he's going to hold here, it's going to be a stringency, that it only depends on the dislocating of her limbs whether the infant is nursing or not, you're going to say, even if the child died, da'yashaita up until 24 months, but it doesn't go more than that. So it's not going to be less or more. Whereas by Lefikach of Remeir, that was not necessary, because since according to Remeir, you don't have Silik Dam within 24 months any more than after 24 months. Because if there would be, then why does he say that if it dies within 24 months, that it's going to be Metame Eis Lies? Obviously, it's because it's totally dependent on the nursing. So therefore, obviously, if you're going to nurse past that, that you're going to say Da'i Shaita, but it was because Lefikach of Remeir that was necessary to say. Similar in the Braisa, like we said, explaining these two different opinions. Dam Neker v'nasachal divrei Meir says clearly that the blood congeals and it turns into milk. Rabbi Yisi Yomei says, no, Evirel Misparkin is because the limbs become dislocated, ve'ein nafshach ezer salad esr ma'abochedish, and she doesn't get her vitality and her soul and her blood restored until after 24 months. Now, Amr Belai says, my time of Remeir, what's the reason of Remeir? In other words, we brought the source, but in other words, where does he know this concept from, that dam nekra v'nasachav, that the blood transforms into milk for when the child is nursing? So this is the Gemara, the Chassid, like it says, the Pasuk in Eiv. It says, mi'itein tar mitame, Hashem tells Eiv, who gives something pure from something impure, which is referring to the milk of the woman from the blood of the woman. Which is ironic that here you have the, what's tamei, which is the blood, is transforming into milk, which is tar. Lo yechad, says Hashem, isn't it one? Isn't it the one thing that the whole world stands on, which is Hashem? And that's the allusion to this concept of Remeir, that you have dam nekar v'nasachalav. But says the Gemara of Rabbanon, this pasuk, what do they do with it? They don't hold to this concept of dam nekar v'nasachalav. So Rabbi Yechon, he says, they hold that the pasuk is referring to zushich v'zer. It's referring to the semen of the male. Shehu tameh, which the semen itself transmits tumah, as the Torah tells us, v'adam hanitzim v'men tar, but the person that's formed from that semen is actually tar. So therefore you see that you have a tahar meitameh. Another interpretation of Rabbi Lazar, I mean, he says, Elu mehanida. These are the purification waters of the paraduma ashes with the water. Where shahamazu mazna love tahar, the one who's spraying it and that it's being sprayed on is pure, but finagia tame, the one who touches tame. So you have tahar from tame, something that if someone would touch would become tame, but now it's being sprayed on someone, it's actually becoming tahar. That is what the pasuk is referring to. But the Gemara asks on this interpretation. He says that the one who sprays and is sprayed on is tar, but the one who touched it would be tamei. Says the Gemara, mazeh tar, is that really so? The one who sprays it is tar? But like I said, we have a pasuk in Bamidbar that says, umazeh mehanida, the one who sprays the purification waters, yichabes begadav, has to wash his garments. Says the Gemara, no, my mazeh, what does the pasuk mean when it means the one who sprays? It means negeh, the one who's touching it. As we said, the one who touches becomes tamei. Says the Gemara, but how can you say that? First of all, voksiv mazi, voksiv nagia. The pasuk mentions both spraying and touching, so you can't say spraying means touching. Vali, moreover, more of a difficulty is mazi by ikibus. We see from the pasuk, the one who sprays it, whatever spraying means, if you're saying it doesn't mean the spraying, the one who sprays it requires the laundering of his garments. Nagia loy by ikibus, but explicitly the pasuk tells the one who touched it doesn't have to wash his clothing. As the pasuk says, umazi mehanidi yichabes bagadav, fanagia bemehanidi yitmad arv. It doesn't say they have to wash his clothing. So how could the one who sprays mean the one who touches? Elder rather says the Gemara, no, my mazah, what does the pasuk mean when it says the one who sprays his tummy and even his garments have to be washed? That means noisei. Not just touching, he becomes tummy. One who carries it, yeah, he becomes tummy and even has to wash his garments. Says the Gemara, okay, but then malichtam noisei. Why does the pasuk say this? He's saying the one who actually sprays it is tar. So why does it say the one who sprays it if it means the one carrying, just like the pasuk said, the one who carries it? Says the Gemara, Kamash Malin is coming to tell us a halacha. The ad the dori kishir hazah. That the one who carries it will only become tameh if he's carrying it the measurement of the purification waters that one could use in the spraying procedure. That's why I use the term mazeh, but it really means one who carries it. Says the Gemara, "Hanich l'mandam hazat tzrichasher." That's only well according to the opinion, which is a machlekim sech lizvachim, that payment aleph, that the purification waters have a certain minimum measurement. So, okay, that's what the pasuk is alluding to. L'mandam tzrichasher, my klamim. According to one that says it doesn't have a measurement, so what are you going to say? Why call the one who's carrying it, the one who's spraying it, to say it has to have the shear of spraying when it doesn't have a shear? Says the Gemara, "No, afil l'mandam ein tzrichasher." No, even according to one who says that it doesn't have to have a measurement, hanemilia gaba de gava. That just means to say to spray it on the person. That is no measurement. Even the minute amount will be enough. Of b'mano be'in a shear. But even that mandam holds in the vessel that you're spraying, that you're using, that you're holding the waters in, has a measurement. Because now, like we learned in the Mishnah Masechta part that says, "Kama yu b'mayim." how much should there be in volume of water? That there should be enough to use in the spraying procedures of the purification waters. Says the Mishnah, that you could dip the end of the twigs of the azayv, which is the hyssop, which is used, fiyaza, and to spray, means to say that not that you should just be have enough just to wipe, has to be enough to dip it in, and then you can use to spray. So you see that there is a shiri, according to that opinion, that's why we use the terminology mazi, but again, the mazi, and the one that's sprayed on is actually tahar, the one who touches it, and the one who carries it, which in the pasuk is called mazi, are tami, and that's, we have tahar from tami. Now, says the Gemara behind Shleiman, this is what Shleiman meant when he says in Kehelas, Amarti Echkim, he says, I thought I'm going to be smart, to be a sage, in understanding how is it possible that the one who's spraying and the one who's being sprayed on is tar, but the one who's touching is tame, but it's far from me, he wasn't able to understand this paradox of the paraduma. And that's what he meant in this pasuk. Now, the Gemara continues to explain the halacha of the Mishnah. Another one of the four women that's Dayashite, there was Ezehi Zekena, who is the elderly woman that we say also we consider her not, she's post-menopause, that we're not expecting her to have dam in her system, and therefore, even if she sees, we only say dayin shaitan. It's called she'avar la shalish aynes samach lizeknasa. If she already passed three periods of not seeing dam, near the age of when she gets old, then we really consider her misalekis dam. Says the Gemara, hechadam samach lizeknasa, what does it mean near the age of getting old? So Rabbi Yehudi says, "Kol shechaber sel imrus lezikeni." Whenever all our friends are saying that you're old, that she's old, that's the age of samech leziknasa. Now Rabbi Shimon and some add the words ben lakish imrus. He says, "You can tell in base." It's called shekarin ima ima bein the baisha. It's if they call her the word ima, like ima Rachel, that's a terminology of like mother this, which is an elderly term, and she's not embarrassed. That means she's getting old. And then if she would have three einus without having a re'im, that would already give her this category of Masalekas Dam. Now, Reb Zera, Reb Shmuel, Reb Yitzchak, these two Amirom, Chad Omer, it doesn't say who said what, but Chad Omer Kol She'ena Makpeh. This one says, if she's not bothered by that, Chad Omer Kol She'ena Baisha, another one says, if she's not embarrassed by that. Says Yimah, my Benai, what's the difference between those two? It can be now, you Baisha V'ena Makpeh. The difference is, if she gets embarrassed when they say, oh, Mother Rachel, But she's not particular about it. She's embarrassed, but it doesn't bother her. That would be the difference between the two interpretations, if that's considered yet samach leziknasa. Now says Gemara v'kama einah. So we said if it passes three einahs, three periods, and she doesn't see dam, then she's considered as misalekas dam. How much is an einah? So Amar Shlakish, Mishum Yehuda Nesia, einah beinus. It means what's called in halacha as an intermediate period. Which in Shleishim Yaim, we assume a woman and the period would be 30 days, some have less, some have more, but the intermediate one is 30 days. If three of those periods of 30 days pass and she hasn't seen, Samach Lezaknasa, she's considered Mr. Lekis Damim to have Dayashaita. Baram Amar Rav Chisda, he says Esrim Yaim, 20 days. Now, says the Gemara, actually, believe, please, they don't disagree. Mar Kachashav Yimei Tuma Vimei Tara. The first interpretation was counting both the days of impurity and the days of purity. Now, what that means, Rashi explains, means to say, from one flow to another flow, the general Oyna Bainus is 30 days. Where do you get 30 days from? Meaning when we say Yimei Tuma Vimei Tara. The Yimei Tuma are 10. Why? Because there's the 7 days of Nida, and then you have the 3 days of Ziva, which 3 days in Ziva is what makes her into Zava Gedayla. So we call that the 10 days of Tumah. Then you have the 20 days of Tahara, and that's how the cycle is counted. So therefore, that's where you get the calculation of 30 days from one period to the next. Umar lechashav yimei tumah, the other one doesn't count the days of Tumah, so therefore you're left with the 20 days of Tahara. So therefore, he calls it 20, but really they both mean the same thing. They both mean basically like around the month of 30 days. If you pass those 30 days three times, then she's considered Misalekis Dam. Now, Tanu Rabbanan, the Braisa, elaborating these halachas, Zekena she'avar la shalish einus. So, like we said in the Mishnah, if we have an elderly woman that already passed three times and she didn't see Dam, then Verasa, then she saw Dam. So, this is the halacha of our Mishnah. Da'ishaita. So, we say it's enough right now to suspect that she's Tamei. We're not going to suspect the last 24 hours. Now, let's say the Braisa continues. Ve'oid avar la shalish einus. Then again, they pass another three periods, and she didn't see Dam, and then Verasa da'ishaita. Then she sees. So, again, it's enough to suspect. Right now is when she saw it. Now let's say pass a third time, the same thing, three times without seeing, and then she sees. Oh, says the Braisa, Rei Kekala Nashim. Now she's like all women. Because since she did this three times, which is 3 months in a row, we'll just call it 3 months in a row, 3 months in a row not seeing. Then again, then she sees. And then 3 months in a row, and then she sees. And 3 months in a row, and then sees. So that's not silik damim. That's not that she's removed from dam. Rather, this is what's called in halacha as shinuvest. She's changing her cycle. She actually is creating a new pattern, which she did 3 times, of seeing every 90th day. And therefore, she's like all women. And therefore, she's now going to be contaminating taras that she dealt with in the last 24 hours or from the last time that she checked. Now, as Rashi points out, if one would want to say then, okay, so now let it be revealed retroactively that even the first time this happened, that after the first 90 days, since we see right now, it's actually that she does have dam, so we should say even then, those taras from the first time should be retroactively tummy from the 24 hours before that. Says Rashi, no, the Rabban were not so stringent in this halacha me'es li'es. Since then we had presumed that it was mislekes dam, we're going to keep it like that. It's only from here on that we're saying that she did it 3 times, that's going to have the halacha as a new vest of this continuing dam, just in larger gaps. Now, says the Brice as follows, Valesha Kivna, now, we don't mean that it was she saw exactly every 90 days or every 91 days that, like we said, 3 months is 90 days, once, twice, 3 times. It wasn't precise that we created, locked in an exact new vest. Ella Philippich said this, even if it was less. For example, it was lessening, where the first time she saw it after 93 days, the second time she saw it after 92 days, and the third time she saw it after 91 days, or vice versa, or even if it was increasing. The first time was after 91 days, the second one was after 92 days, the third one was after 93 days. Even so, says the Braisa, the halacha is now that she did this 3 times, it's going to be have tumah for her for the previous 24 hours before that. Because now we see she's not much like a dam. She's already 3 times that we see she's having dam after long periods of time, even though, again, it's not exact. Now, the Gemara wonders on the wording of the Braisa. Afila pichsa? What? You're saying that It and that's why the word of the parentheses can be understood, which we didn't have the girsa, but it would sound like that the Brice is saying, oh, that we don't have to say that it was precise. Even a filipichsa sounds like, even if it wasn't precise, which, and still we can have the halacha that, okay, she has dam, because she's done this 3 times already. It's not misalek is dam, even though each time is after 3 times and not seeing. But the wording a filipichsa sounds like, v'lo mebayikivna. We don't have to say that if she was precise, of course she's mitama now, because she created a new vest. Says the Gemara, Adrabah, to the contrary. Which is, what's this afila? No, to the contrary, it has to be that this halacha, metamim eis le'es of the previous 24 hours, is specifically only by the case of pichsa or harsira. Because how could she be tahar? There's no vest, because not exact. Here's 91, here's 92, here's 93. And also, we can't rely on what had originally said that Daishaita, which was Silik Dam, because no Silik Dam. We don't say that she doesn't have Dam anymore. Oh, post-menopause, she's not seeing Dam. Because we see she's having Dam. Yeah, longer gaps maybe than it used to be, but she's having Dam. But that's the only case it would be appropriate to say that we're going to suspect Meisleis. Because to the contrary, key covenant, if it would be exact, after 90 days, and again after 90 days, and again after 90 days, Kavala Vesta, she actually created a new set pattern, and Vidaya Shaita. So therefore, yeah, she's not Meisleis Dam, but it should be Vidaya Shaita simply for the fact because she is a Ves Kavua, which then we say, okay, it comes exactly on this time, we don't have to suspect the previous 24 hours. Now, Vachita, maybe you're going to say, oh, that's not difficult there. Rabbanani. It's going like Rabban, the Pliga led Rab Deisa, which we mentioned in the previous staff, which we had said that the Tanava Mishnah was like Rab Deisa, but Rabbanan, they disagree. Dami, that they say that actually even Isha Sheishla Vest, even a woman that has a set period, they disagree with the Halacha of a Mishnah. They say it's going to make a tummy even the last 24 hours, and that's how you'll explain the Braisa, that, yeah, even by Kivna, it's going to be Metame Esleis. But then says the But then the Braisa should have been the exact opposite. Velema, the words of the Braisa should have been Veloisha Pichsa Vahisira, not only in the halacha of this now becoming Tamim Eis Li'ez. We didn't say it only if it was lessening or increasing the gaps of her seeing, let's say, 91, 92, 93, 93, 92, 91, that only then did the sages say Tamim Eis Li'ez. Ela Afila Kivna. Shouldn't say Afila Pichsa Vahisira. It should say, even if it's precise. Because that's the chiddush. Even though you could say that, what do you mean? There's a set time, and therefore you say daishaita. Even so, that's what the chiddush of the Braisa would be. It's still going to make a tumma for the last 24 hours, like Rabbanu disagreed with Daisa. Why saying afil on pichsa vaisir? To the contrary, afil is on kivna. So the Gemara says, you're right. Tani, you have to amend the Braisa to read loisha pichsa vaisira. Not like we had it loy kivna ela fila pirsa vaisira. Just the opposite. Loisha pirsa vaisira. Not only when it's diminishing or increasing. Ela fila kivna, even if it's precise, like the rabban that disagreed with daisa, it would be going on. You would have to suspect the previous 24 hours. Or vibay same. Or if you want, you could say that actually you have to delete from here the word afila, and then you could say that the brayse is even like rib daisa. And hachikam, that's what the brayse is saying. But loisha kivna, like we said, not that it's precise. You're right, it's not saying afila, which would sound like, oh, but that kivna would also be. No, it's saying, and not when it's precise. This halacha meis leis is not when it's precise, only if it was diminishing or increasing. Shepichsa v'esira. Aval kivna, but you're right, if it was precise, kavala vest, then it would have been an exact period that she has, and v'daya shaita, then it would be sufficient in the time. Because of money, then you would say, who's the town of the price? Reb Daisi, who's like the town of our Mishnah, that would be like Reb Daisi. And therefore, those are two different interpretations to explain the halacha of the price. Now, getting to halacha of our Mishnah, that Rabbi Eliezer, he said, continuing the halacha of the Mishnah, he said actually, in disagreement with the halacha of Zikena, which the Rabbi Eliezer, the Tanakam, was saying that it's specifically only by an elderly woman who doesn't see three times, okay, then she's considered Mislagas Dam. He says, Kol Isha She'abalea B'chulu, he says, any woman who went through three periods and didn't see Dam, she's considered Mislagas Dam, and we have a chazaka that now it's that it's going to be Dayashite that we only suspect it happening right now. Because already three times she didn't see Dam. Now, Tanya Lunda Bryce elaborates on this halacha. And Omelem Rabbi Yezla Chacham, Rabbi Yezla, whose opinion we're quoting here, he said to the sages as follows. He says, Maisa Bariva Achas Behislo. There was a story with a young woman, a young girl in this place called Hislo. Shevsika Shalish Aynas. That she stopped seeing her period for three times. And this story came in front of the sages. When she finally did see, they said, okay, it's sufficient to suspect it now, and not for the last 24 hours. And so we see, says Rabbi Yazid, that's not specifically by elderly woman, it's any woman, even a younger woman. The sages said to him, no, a pressed situation is not proof. You're right, that was a more extenuating circumstance, and therefore they said Dayashaita. But really, it's not every woman, it's only elderly woman. So as my chak, what was the pressing situation? Those say Shnibitzaris have, it was a year of famine, where it was a great loss if we would have been Mitami her tariffs of the previous 24 hours, and therefore they would suspect only to say Dayashaita. Or they could have those that say Tyrus Afish Lavida. She happened to have been dealing with a lot of Tyrus in the previous 24 hours. V'chash Rabban lehasid Tyrus, and the Rabban were concerned for the loss of Tyrus, and therefore they said in that situation, because the Shasat Chak, Dayashaita, but generally we wouldn't say Dayashaita for a younger woman, even if she didn't save three Einas in a row. Talking about one of the Braisa, continuing on this topic and also relating to this idea of Shasat Chak, the Gemara brings Maisa of Asa Rebbe Rebbe Eliezer. There was a certain story that Rebbe went and Paskin, like this halacha of Rebbe Eliezer that we just mentioned, where if you don't see it three times, even the young woman, not only elderly woman, that you would say Dayashaita. Now, La'achash in Iska, after that he recalled that he didn't give the appropriate ruling, Amar he said, okay, Kedahi Rebbe Eliezer Lismach Lab Shasat Chak. Rebbe Eliezer is worthy to rely on him in a pressing situation that even though I ruled that Dayashaita, even though the ruling should have been that no, we have to suspect for the previous 24 hours. Says Gemara, my la'achash aniska, what does it mean after he recalled? Ilim la'achash aniska de'en halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer, ilik Rabbanon. If it was that he recalled that halacha is not supposed to be like Rabbi Eliezer, rather like Rabbanon, then b'shasat chak keich avit kabasei. Then how even in the pressing situation can you do that? You can't go against halacha if it's b'shasat chak. Ella rather says the Gemara, no, delay itmar hilchaso loy kamar b'loy kamar. No, the halacha was never said like the chacham or like Rabbi Eliezer. Umay la'achash aniska, what does it mean after he recalled? It means la'achash aniska d'lav yachad poligaleh el rabban poligaleh. It's when he recalled that, but it's not just one disputant that disagrees with him, it's all the sages that disagree with him. And therefore it would be really appropriate to pass him like the rabban, not like Rabbi Eliezer. On that Omar, he said, k'day Rabbi Eliezer, listen, mechalem b'shazat chag. That's what he says, okay, but still worthy to rely on him in the pressing situation, which therefore he was able to say that, okay, it's going to be dayashaita, even though it's not an elderly woman, but rather a young woman. Now, Tanya Lina Braisa, a topic relating to what we're talking about over here, specifically regarding the Zakena, of going through three periods of saying, okay, we consider Mislekes Damim, a similar concept is a woman who never yet saw, which is also a similar concept as a woman who's already after the whole life cycle, and the girl who never yet started that whole menstrual cycle. Says the Braisa as follows, Tanya Bon. A young girl who didn't even reach, and this is significant, didn't yet reach the age even of having her, expecting her period. But she went and had a flow of blood. So Pamri Shain the Daya Shaita. So the first time we say, okay, it's sufficient the time now that she saw. We don't suspect it was here beforehand. She's not even the age yet of having her period. Shnia Daya Shaita. The second time that she has a flow, again we say it's sufficient this time right now. The reason for that is because the first time seeing didn't give her a chazak or presumption of blood, because like we said, she's not even the age yet of expecting her period until she establishes a chazaka, because she's not yet the age, but still, even if you're not the age, but you could create a chazaka, like Shur Hamur, we don't expect an ox to do it, but if it does it, okay, now it's already established as a pattern. Here also the second time we say Daya Shaita. Shlishes, if already a third time she has a flow, hare he could call on nashim. Then she's like, oh, women, umetamim eisle eis, umebikid lebikid. And we're going to say that whatever tire she touched in the last 24 hours are going to be tamay, or from the last time that she did an inspection. Where, as I'm going to explain later on, this Bryce is going like Rebbe, which there's a big machlekes in Shas. Do we say a chazaka is after two times, after three times? Rebbe holds that after two times already establishes a chazaka presumptive status. So therefore, these two times that this young girl had seen dam, she already establishes a chazaka that, okay, we presume that she does have the menstrual blood. So after that she already established a chazaka, on the third time is when the Rabban made the gzer. Okay, now that she's seeing the third time, we're going to say that it's going to go mi'eis le'eis for the last 24 hours. Which, although in the halacha of our Mishnah, we said regarding besulas damim, regarding, sounds like the same type of a case where she's a virgin for blood, that she never had blood yet. We said that when did we say this idea of dying shaitan is only the first time she has a flow, but the second time we say, already on the second time, it is metameis le'eis. This is critical point, is that, but that's only because she already reached the age of having the menstrual cycle, where blood is commonly found by girls that age. So the first time she has the re'iyah, oh, we say, okay, there it is. That's what we're expecting. But here, where she's not even the age yet, so we're not presuming it at all, she has to first establish a chazaka. After two times, it makes a chazaka, because like we're explaining, the Bryce is going like Rabbi, as the Gemara is going to explain later on. So therefore, after two times seeing it establishes a chazaka, so on the third time, the tum is going to go retroactively with the previous 24 hours. But the first times, she didn't have a chazak yet, the Rabbanan did not make over there a gezerah of Tama l'mafreya, where in contrast to the Besul of our Mishnah, which is already, she reached the age, they're already, yeah, one time we say that, okay, the first time it's going to be dying child, because we didn't expect it up until now. And then, however, on the second time is when it goes already retroactive. But again, over here, she's going to be the first two times dying child until the third time. Now, continues the Braisa, Avru Aleha Shalosh Einus. So let's say, after she had already, okay, so she's not yet really the age yet, but she already saw three times. She's a young girl, she's 8 years old, and she already had three times her period. But then she passed three times of a period, and she didn't see. Then, Virasa, then she finally sees again. So the truth is that this was already considered a siluk of dam. Meaning, this would even be, as we're going to explain, even if she really reached the age of generally seeing dam, this Tana holds that when you pass three times of your period and you don't see, the halacha is going to be Daya Shaita, as the seifa of this price is going to explain, which is obviously going to be, as we're going to explain, Rabbi Eliezer of our Mishnah, who he says that any time you have a woman that passes three periods, even a regular woman in her 20s, it's Daya Shaita, as we're going to explain later on. So since it's going like Rabbi Eliezer, who he says that any woman that passes three ayin is Daya Shaita, as we're going to see from the Seifa, even by a woman that's already Higiz Mana, Lirais, you pass three ayin and you see, then it's going to be Daya Shaita. So therefore, over here too, although this girl, 8, 9, she already saw three times, so she established a Chazaka, but if she passed the three periods, and only then does she see, we'll say Daya Shaita. So that's the first time that happens. And this is where it gets similar to the previous halachas we were discussing by the Zekena. And then again this happens, 90 days again. She passes three periods, doesn't see, then sees again. Again, we're going to say, Dayid Shaitan, that it's going to be sufficient this time when she's seeing the dam, which the Gemara later on actually is going to ask that, let's say it wouldn't happen the way we're describing it over here, that the second time again is 90 days, with three ayinas. Let's say the second time is after only one period, that she sees like other women. What would you say over there? The Gemara is going to explain how that would be differentiation. But for now we're discussing, she became muhzik, 90 days, didn't see, then saw, then again 90 days, didn't see, and then saw. So then we're saying dain shayit, and we're still saying it's still sufficient. Then again, it happens a third time of 90 days, and she sees harei kol nashim. Then she's back like every woman. And then the tumah is going to go retroactively from the last time that she inspected, or from the last time, or from the previous 24 hours, because here you already have retroactive clarification that these gaps were not as we assumed in the beginning. Oh, you went to three periods, you didn't see, that's considered silik dam. No, it's just a change of the cycle. Now, Rashi points out, it's not talking about precisely exactly 90 days, 90 days, 90 days, rather either 91, 92, 93, 93, 92, 91, as we said, because then actually it would be a ves kavua, and actually it wouldn't be metame isliyes. Now, Rashi points out, very importantly, although we said that this price is going like Rebbe, and according to Rebbe, a chazak is after two times. And here, we're saying that this, that it's changing, it's not a siluk of dam, as we ultimately end up showing. So why do we wait till the third time to say, oh, so she's not misalik is dam? Why not after the second time? Because already after two times you create a chazakah. So after the second time, 90 days, it should already be, oh, so we're going to be metamei isliyes. Why wait till the third time? Says Rashi, no, even so, we're not going to make the tumah by the second time of mei isliyes. Why? Because ultimately, this girl is a young girl. She didn't really reach the age of menstruation. So essentially what happens is, the first time she goes, although she established, she made a chazaka, she already had three flows. Okay, you're not the agent, but fine. But then the first time she goes three periods without seeing, then she actually reverts back to her natural status to say, no, this girl doesn't see dam. So what happens is you have to really actually start all over again. So it comes out that the first and the second time are still going to be dayin shaitan, as we had originally explained, because you have to first recreate a new chazakah of seeing it, because it's not really the age, and only the third time will the tumah be retroactively for the previous 24 hours. Like we said, according to Rebbe, the chazakah is after two times. It's only the third time that after you already established chazakah, that now it's going to go tumah me'is le'is for the previous 24 hours. So therefore, the way it comes out is that the first seeing after the first three times of not seeing is considered the first time. The second time after the second 9 days is the second time. It's only the third time after the third time of 90 days, 91, 92, 93, that's going to be tummy the previous 24 hours. Now, although there's interruptions over here, like we said, that's just a sheen of a vest, but it's not silik dam because she did this three times in a row. Now, that was all in a girl that didn't yet reach the age. She's not 12 years old. They didn't expect her having a re'iyah. But let's say she's already reached that age, she just didn't get it yet, then still, that's the halacha besula of Ramesh. Now the first time we'll say, okay, we all, it's sufficient right now to suspect it, that it happened now. But the second time, we'll already say that we're going to suspect the previous 24 hours or from the last time that was checked, which, like we said, that's the Besula of our Mishnah, where the Mishnah said, for what did we say, Dai and Shaita in the Besula? It's only the first time, but the second time already, we're suspecting the last 24 hours. Avrelav Shalish Ainis Verasa. And if, let's say, however, but it already passed three periods, and then she sees, then Dai and Shaita, which this was the point we were saying all along. This is obviously like Rabbi Eliezer, who he says that even a young woman who passes three periods and she doesn't see, we're going to say Dai and Shaita. So although she already reached the age and she saw, and the second time already we're saying we're going to suspect Meis Leis, but if she goes through three periods and she doesn't see anything, and then she sees, we're going to say Dai and Shaita, because according to Rabbi Eliezer, she's just like an elderly woman who passes three cycles and doesn't see, that we say Dayan Shaitan here also, she's considered Maslakis Damim, and it's going to be Dayan Shaitan, again, because we're going like Rabbi Eliezer from the Halacha of our Mishnah.